All right. One of our old friends is in the building. We're going to get to him in just a moment. But he is my friend. Old, new, young. I've known him for a long time. I love him. He's Sean Horn, MediConnect, the inside connection. We have a lot to get to today. It's all about bridging that healthcare gap. So if you will, here he is hosting this week's edition of the Inside Connection, Sean Horn.
Well, good morning to you, Rob, and to the Pratt Pack as well. Happy to be here with you today on a, at least for the time being, beautiful sunny morning. It's been a long week, which I'll talk about in a moment. But, you know, I was just thinking back as I was driving in this morning that, you know, the last time I saw you, Rob, we were down at the convention center.
Home show.
Yep. And talking a little bit about, you know, what was going on with the Steeler quarterback situation and talking about some other sports aspects. And just goes to show you how quick a month goes by, because when we were talking, you were pretty adamant about Russell Wilson. I was like, I was feeling it, but I was kind of wondering if that was the answer. Well, lo and behold, Russell Wilson is here. Justin Fields is here. Kenny Pickett is out.
So I hear this yesterday, because, you know, I kind of do this sports show, and mm-hmm. I still am involved in sports, that Justin Fields may only be here 1 year. Mm-hmm. And if we don't pick up the $25.2 million by May of next year, he could end up in Dallas and Dak Prescott could end up in Pittsburgh. So it's musical quarterbacks.
It really is.
Music stops, pick your favorite.
It really is. But I will say, you know, if things progress nicely for either player, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, I imagine Omar Khan will make some magic happen as he normally does. But not only that, a month ago, I had pretty much given up on the Pittsburgh Penguins and canceled my cable package. So I didn't want to spend any more time watching them lose over and over again, because I do love them so much. It was breaking my heart. And here they are, able to now call their own shots with potentially making it into Lord Stanley's playoff run. So
amazing.
And I tell you,
Sidney
what,
Crosby.
I tell you what, man, at the end of the day, there's no better clutch player in the game. I mean, you can have your McDavid and all these other great players that are in the league and they're becoming the faces of the league, but I'll take Sid 10 out of 10 times. I mean, just a tremendous, you know, run that he's been on lately to guide the team. And then, wearing their hat today, we got the Pittsburgh Pirates having one of the best records in the major leagues. And again, who would have thought that? So, pretty interesting time to be in Pittsburgh. Again, talking about the sports world, of course. But then, you know, we had the eclipse this past week and then all of this weather. I will tell you, Rob, my heart does go out to the people in the Oakdale area and other communities that have been impacted by all this torrential downpour that came this week. And, you know, on Thursday, I was driving home late from the office because of I had to stay there late and take care of a few things. And driving home on 51, I was one of the last cars to come through on 51 before they closed it down. And it was pretty scary. So in that circumstance, I can very easily see how other people, unfortunately, were negatively impacted. Our thoughts are with you. Hopefully, it's a quick rebound. Hopefully, we're able to enjoy a little bit of dry weather for at least a couple hours anyways. I mean, that right there just feels like medicine. So if we could do that, I think we're on to something there. But so, yes, pretty crazy time in Pittsburgh news, but also at MediConnect. Pretty awesome to report that we have helped twice as many people in the first quarter at MediConnect for 2024 than we did in 2023, which, again, was a banner year for MediConnect. So the message is being delivered. It's being received. A lot of people do need the Medicare and penny guidance, which we're able to – happy to provide that assistance to you. Always no cost, no obligation, just good information to help you make a confident decision related to all things – you know, inside your healthcare. So, and as we do get started here today, rather than jump right into history, I do want to highlight our upcoming seminars for those who are going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months.
Right.
We have some pretty awesome events coming up here, folks. And one of my favorite locations we're going to be at, both on April 16th and 18th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree. Phenomenal learning environment there. Great room, great setup. Please come and check us out again, April 16th and 18th, 6 o'clock start time. We're also going to be at the Hampton Inn in Butler on April 23rd and 25th. And then May 1st and 2nd, we're going to be at the Ross Community Center out in Ross Township. Again, all 6 o'clock start times. All are free to attend. You get all your Medicare questions answered within an hour of your time to make sure you're on the right path to start your Medicare career. You can register for any one of these events by calling 888 818 6334, or you could go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. So live advisors standing by, as always, through the noon hour to address any healthcare-related questions you may have. So with all that out of the way, let's, you know, do what we normally do, have a little bit of fun before getting into business, which is we want to talk about this day in history and pretty interesting facts surrounding today being April 13th. So first one being, this was the debut back in 1954 of Hank Aaron playing his very first Major League Baseball game for the Milwaukee Braves.
And 20 years later, he surpassed Babe Ruth.
What a career.
Yep.
Absolute legend.
The best, the best.
And then on that same day, Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb, was accused of being a socialist, which not sure how that ties together, but my goodness, pretty eventful day. A few years after that, 1963, Pete Rose tripled for his first major league hit ever. Pete now obviously holds the record, which will probably never be broken.
Never.
For the most hits ever, but obviously prohibited from entering the Hall of Fame, which I have some thoughts about. But now the game's biggest star is also embroiled in a gambling conspiracy here. So it's like the more things change, the more they stay the same, it feels like.
And you know, Bart Giamatti, who banned him from baseball, you know who his son is?
I don't.
The guy who was just nominated for an Academy Award, Paul Giamatti, who was in The Holdovers. And you probably don't even recognize the name, but if I would show you his face, and I will during the break,
okay,
you won't believe it. But this is his son, Paul Giamatti, who's truly one of the best character actors in the world today, recently nominated for an Academy Award. His father, Bart Giamatti, sadly no longer with us, died shortly after this whole thing went down. And Pete's still out there signing cards. So my opinion, he should be in. He never bet on baseball. So be it.
I totally agree with you. I mean, how can you have a record like that? Most productive player ever, potentially. And you're locking him out of Cooperstown. It just doesn't make sense. The Beatles recorded their hit Help on this day back in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember the commercial with the easy button or whatever. Help, you know, so very cool that's coming back up in history. On this day in 1992, Crystal Pepsi went to market in select cities around America with, wow, also the Great Chicago Flood, pretty opportune time here, had their underground tunnels flooded, which is pretty relatable for us considering the bathtub situation we're consistently facing feels like weekly anymore. So pretty crazy turn of events here, of course, but want to also get into the trivia related to this date. And this is a hard one, folks. I will tell you, and I'll give you even a hint. The answer is not tennis. So the question being, the longest doubles match in this sport's history finally concluded after 101 hours on this day in 1979. What sport am I talking about? The correct answer will get a $15 get-go gas card. Call in with the correct answer. And again, it is not tennis.
You have a way of really hurting a guy. You know that, don't you?
Why?
My entire life, my best friend, I never defeated him in this game.
Is that right?
Never. Never. At one time, it was like 110 straight I was defeated. And he reminds me every once in a while. So you really struck a nerve today.
Well, I apologize. My intention whatsoever.
Listen, I'd go play just to lose again with my best friend if he were around. All right, 412-922-1020. If you think you know the winning answer, but tell everybody who's coming up later in the broadcast and we'll go to break.
Yeah, absolutely. Great friend of MediConnect, Ben Meyer from Oasis Senior Advisors, a phenomenal service that they provide over there. Very excited to have him on to kind of help encapsulate all of what Medicare kind of leaves behind and how they may be able to help. So Ben Meyer will be joining us during the roundtable segment, third segment. So listen in for that. Next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about Medicare.
All right. Don't forget, if you think you know the trivia question answer, you want to get that $15 get-go gas card, 412-922-1020 and 888-818-6334 to get a hold of our live advisors or to make a reservation for those free seminars coming up. And we'll give you the dates and locations a couple of more times before the hour is up. Stay with us. All right, we are back, and we have a winner of our trivia question. First, the correct answer is Sean Horn.
So the correct answer is ping pong.
I was horrible at ping pong.
I'm great at it, actually.
I bet.
I'm very good.
You are athletic.
A little bit. And every time we go down to Deep Creek and we have the ping pong table, I run the table the whole week we're there. So I'm very much looking forward to that in a couple months.
But my friend was just good at everything. You ever have somebody in the neighborhood who just picked up a bat and was good at baseball? I mean, but he annihilated me. But the one thing he couldn't beat me at, tabletop hockey. the old metal tabletop hockey. We played it so intensely that you would put tape around our thumb and index fingers because we just wear the skin off. But I found a way to tilt my goaltender just a little forward. kick save. No, he was pretty good at that too. But I miss those games.
I do too. I was never good at the tabletop hockey or soccer or. But ping pong, for whatever reason, I was very good at in my high school days, and I could still throw it around a little bit.
Then watch how I make this thing go full circle. So you know how when you're young, this time of year, you're anticipating the warmer weather. You were never at home. You're on your bike, basketball, sandlot baseball, with your friends, sun up to sundown, and Saturdays now were like gold, right?
Yep.
So I'm driving the other day in the old neighborhood. I found myself in it. And I literally almost started to openly weep because I'm 67 now.
Yeah.
So and I said, if I could go back 50 years, I would be X amount of age. So what I'm saying is it literally is I'm driving on the same streets that I rode my bike. It seemed as though it was yesterday.
Yep.
And that's how quick it gets away from you. And I've been having these discussions with my children. So if you've gone this distance, you want to make sure that you have the best health care so you can enjoy some of the life that is still left. Because one thing we know, time stands still for no one.
Nobody. Father Time is undefeated, unfortunately. But, you know, and that kind of does bring us up to the fact that, you know, last week Lance had UPMC in here talking about
the
five-star enrollment periods, which is a big deal that I don't think gets enough publicity. In the local market especially. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more, dive a little bit deeper, because there's a recent study that came out not that long ago from the Kaiser Family Foundation, which for anything data analytics related in the medical space, Kaiser Family Foundation is pretty top-notch. I think everyone would kind of agree there. And one of the things that they had broke down for us is the fact that for people who are on Medicare plans, those of which who are generally 70 years of age and older, they are 70% likely to not compare their plan options on a yearly basis. So think about that number, Rob. Out of 10 people that may be listening to this right now, seven of them have not compared their coverage lately. And I truly understand why that is, by the way. There's a few reasons for it. First one being the fact that it really comes down to the fact that Medicare is overwhelming and inundating from an information perspective. So once somebody feels like they finally got it right, it takes a lot of pulling around to make sure that they're doing their comparison on an annual basis. Because again, once they're comfortable with a plan, it is really hard to think that you might be doing something wrong or open up the books again to kind of do a, you know, an overview of what this all looks like. So that's one aspect of it. Secondarily, many times in the Medicare community, for sure, those who are beneficiaries, they feel like if it isn't broke, don't fix it, which I understand conceptually. But the problem is how do you know your plan isn't broken?
Unless you talk to somebody.
Correct. And quite honestly, I could almost guarantee for those folks who've been on the same Medicare plan for five or more years, which again, if you're 70 and older, that's a very high likelihood that that's the case. If you're on that plan for five or more years, I can almost guarantee you're paying too much for lackluster coverage. Now, we've been here with you, Rob, for over 5 years talking to the Medicare beneficiaries, talking about you need to shop, you need to compare. There's price suppression going on, benefit enhancements that we never thought we would see in our lifetime. So this is still continuing, and you're able to actually take advantage of some of these things that are happening in the market. Even now, we're outside of the customary enrollment periods. You know, most people always think that they don't have to do anything until October. And by the way, for most people who are listening, you're right. You don't have to do anything until October when the new plans are released. However, there are people who are listening right now that I can absolutely assure are, again, paying too much for the plan that they have, and they're not getting the benefits that their lower-paying friends are getting at the same time. So let's talk about that for a moment as well. Medicare plans and insurance companies are always trying to appeal to the new Medicare beneficiaries. So they're bringing in lower-costing plans that have high benefit levels. kind of like, as I talk about many times before, you get the bundle package at home with your phone, internet, and cable. They bring you in as a new customer. You get Netflix free for a year. You're paying a low rate and everything is great, hunky-dory. And then a year after you're a customer, your rates start to change. Netflix goes away. That goes away. But because it's such a pain in the butt to change all this stuff around, you just let it go without comparatively shopping. It's the same thing that happens in the Medicare space, unfortunately. So you let it go, and you don't make a big fuss about the way that your coverage is changing and whatnot. And the biggest problem to all of this, folks, is that if Sean Horn at MediConnect knows that this phenomenon is taking place, I can promise you the insurance companies who are servicing these plans, they also know that once a consumer becomes complacent and comfortable with their coverage, they're not going to change things around. And also, I'm not just going to blame the insurance companies as well, because people inside our industry, the agents and brokers who, unfortunately, you know, you call them at the end of the year and say, hey, how's my plan performing? A lot of times they say, hey, anything big go on this year? No? Keep it as it is. You're fine. Because it's very little work that they got to put in order to get that commissionable renewal come January, February, March. So they do nothing to service the policy, and then they still end up getting paid just because you remain complacent through it all. So at the end of the day, folks, what I'm really trying to break down for you here is the fact that if something is going on in your coverage here and now, since we have the five-star plan availability, you can make an adjustment between now and October. Also, it's worth mentioning, you might want to keep your ears, you know, alert to the fact that, once again, it is looking like the donut hole is going away for 2025.
All right, speaking of donuts, we've got some Dunkin' Donuts out there if you'd like a few.
Take
them to the kids.
They're at dance competition today, so they might need them. That might be a good idea, actually. Right.
Anyway, coming up, Ben Meyer from Oasis Senior Advisors. Great guy, wonderful organization. He'll be here in just a couple of moments. But before we get to the break, let's run those seminars. Go ahead.
April 16th and 18th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree. Again, wonderful facility. April 23rd and 25th, Hampton Inn in Butler. Very excited to return to Butler, first time in a little while. In May 1st and 2nd, Ross Community Center out in Ross Township. 6 o'clock start times for all of these events. Free to attend. Call to register, 888-818-6334.
And MediConnectInsurance.com, you can click on the seminars tab and register there. We'll be back. All right, before we get our buddy in here from Oasis Senior Advisors, Ben Meyer, we have somebody wants to talk to Sean from the north side, and it's Tony. You're on KDK. Hey, Tony.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Doing great.
I just want to kind of give a shout out to my agent Leah and the Medicare MediConnect people. I'm finally going to finalize after probably almost 2 months of trying to get on to one of the plans and that, because I had some problems with my scripts and all that, trying to get on a good plan. And I just wanted to, you know, thank MediConnect and in particular Leah for helping me out.
Can I ask you, Tony, real fast, did you find the process to be easy for you when we got involved?
As far as, you know, MediConnect is concerned, yeah.
Good.
But with the prescriptions and all that, it's just crazy. On that part, trying to get on a plan that's, you know, suitable, because yeah, we had to climb through a couple hoops to get where I'm at.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, you're landing in the right spot with Leah. She's going to walk you through the finish line to make sure that everything coincides and talks to each other. So Leah does a great job, and thank you for calling in with that recommendation and being the best part of MediConnect. We appreciate you.
And that's what you guys do every day.
Without a doubt. And that's really what gets us out of bed every day. That's the passion right there, knowing that we've taken a complex subject and make it simple for somebody while also getting all the benefits that they deserve at the lowest price points. That's the fun of what we do. Because it isn't Medicare. It's the people we help. So thank you, Tony, for that glowing recommendation, and happy to serve you. And without further ado, I want to bring in my great friend, Ben Meyer from Oasis Senior Advisors. Ben has been with us a few times previously, talking a little bit about your services and how you operate. So let's start there, Ben. Talk a little bit about your background, how you came into this work, and you know, what the mission is for Oasis moving forward.
Yeah, well, appreciate the welcome back on the show. It's always great to be here with you and Rob. But the history of Oasis is a franchise business, and I purchased a business here in the Pittsburgh area. And we are a free service for seniors and families that are navigating the whole transition of senior living and senior resources. So you mentioned making the complex simple, right?
Yep.
So our healthcare system, when it comes time to consider assisted livings, independent livings, memory care for folks with dementia, can get quite overwhelming, such as Medicare. So we're here to help families. We're free, such as same as you. So we are brokers for the communities. And so we want to make sure that the family gets what they need, gets all their questions answered. And like you said, with Medicare, we bring it down to a base level to where it's much more understandable, and we can get everything laid out in front of them to make educated decisions.
And it's funny you put it that way, because, you know, as we're aging, things happen in our health. And, you know, all of your working years, you're not putting money aside in case you have a fall or in case you have an illness or an ailment that pops up on you, right?
Right.
You're busy working, trying to provide for your family, keep the roof over your head, pay for groceries and everything else that's, you know, impacting us on a daily basis. So you're more focused in on that. Well, then, unfortunately, something inevitably happens in your health that makes it so that you get your Medicare covered with the hospital, the surgery, the treatment, and so forth. But then after that, what happens to the senior? Because I will absolutely confirm Medicare is not very comprehensive when it comes to post-hospital care. So
right. This
is an area where you could come in and help a lot of times,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. We definitely can come in at that post-hospital stay, either for like a short-term stay if somebody needs additional help before they go back home, with a respite at a community. But like you said, it is all out of pocket, and it's all privately paid for. Insurance and none of these programs pick up any sort of care post-hospital, post-skilled rehab. And so we definitely do need to keep stuff in mind to be able to afford the stay at an assisted living that on average around here, around Pittsburgh, cost between $5,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get quite expensive. So there is definitely planning that needs to be in place to be able to afford those types of things.
And you're also talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of these empty nesters, the families have spread out considerably to chase jobs and, you know, follow their own career paths and everything along those lines. So generally, probably now more than ever, with the way the families have kind of spread out, you're seeing a more need for your service. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. I mean, just recently last week, I got a call from a son. He's over in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and his mom still lives around here in Pittsburgh, and she's taking care of his dad, and it's getting to a point where the care is getting a little bit too much for his mom, and it's becoming more of a risk because the dad is becoming more of a fall risk, has an early Parkinson's diagnosis. So the care needs are getting such to where it's becoming too much for her. So we're needing to talk about possible solutions for him, you know, maybe moving into an assisted living type place around here, around Pittsburgh, and what that looks like financially to be able for him to get the care we need, but also for her to maintain her lifestyle in her house, right? So we're taking all those things into account and making sure that we're pulling all this information together and, again, bringing it down to the families, all the information, and making sure that they can make educated decisions.
Give an example that you come across a lot that, you know, may be impactful to the listener right now that, listen, we're doing pretty good now. We're, you know, going to the doctors. We're staying up on our healthcare situation. But, you know, again, we know that sometimes these issues are inevitable and unavoidable. So how can we make this as easy to understand for the general listener right now as far as what the process will generally look like when they need Oasis Senior Advisors?
Yeah, so it's never too early to talk about senior living and what that looks like. It's just another stage in life that a lot of people have to go through. But when we get talked to in a family up front, the conversations usually last about 30 minutes to an hour, just because we are talking about what types of care the person needs, what their finances look like, what geographic locations they want to look like, what they did as growing up as a career. And then from there, we send out an email to the families that says gives some community options to them, and they can see what the options look like. And then the communities also get an email that says we're working with a family. But one of the main differences with Oasis and some of our other competitors is that we never share contact information with the communities we refer to. So families aren't getting bombarded with phone calls. They're not getting bombarded with emails. Everything sticks between us and the families. And then from there, once we send those out and the families are ready, we schedule tours, we go on the tours, and with the families side by side the entire way. So we're making sure that we're hearing what they're hearing, we're seeing what they're seeing, we're engaging with the families as well, with the communities, to make sure we're getting all the questions and information out there.
Which is a great point that you bring up, talking about, you know, a place for mom, obviously a great mindset and what they're trying to accomplish. However, sure, we know it's a marketing company, right?
Yep.
They're pulling in all kind of data, selling it off to brokers. And at that point in time, I'm well aware of the fact that the brokers are told to reach out very consistently, mm-hmm, to try to get a hold of that potential client. Whereas with you, it sounds like we're working a little bit differently here. We, yes, want to work, we want to work directly with the potential consumer, so that you have better control of that data, so that it's not being third party sold off, so, yep, that the overwhelming phone calls don't have to happen, right?
Yeah, and all those communities that we refer to, they're contacting myself and, or my other advisor, Sarah, and they're asking for updates from us. And so families aren't getting five phone calls from five different communities asking how things are and where the status is.
So for those people in our audience today who have questions that they want to ask you, or potentially set up opportunities to speak about, you know, opportunities they may be facing in the not-too-distant future, what's the best way that people can get a hold of
you? Just search online. Go to oasissenioradvisors.com/southwestPA. Be the best way to submit an inquiry form on there, or our phone number's on there as well that they can reach out to.
Which is?
412-853-5877.
So, again, you have a website there that you could fill out a very simple web form where Ben and his team will get right back in touch with you to start the dialogue, or you could call the phone number to make sure that you're talking directly to somebody who can help you through this. It's a difficult process.
Right. Yeah, it's difficult. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody calls me up and says, I couldn't wait to talk about it.
Right.
To my parents, you know?
Right.
Nobody really looks forward to going through the Medicare struggles and everything that's involved with Medicare. But we're here to assist, such as yourself. And that, like you said, we do it because we help people and we make a difference and really have an impact on people.
All right. Tell them about the seminars.
Yes. Again, if you are going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, these are free to attend educational events. We're going to be hosting in the Greentree area on April 16th and 18th. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn. April 23rd and 25th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. And May 1st and May 2nd, Ross Community Center in Ross Township. Which, by the way, our trivia winner from that location, Lisa, who answered correctly the ping pong from the North Hills area. So thank you for calling in for that. But right down the street from you, we're going to have our new to Medicare events on May 1st and 2nd at the Ross Community Center. Again, you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on a seminars tab and register yourself, or talk to one of our live advisors right now, 888-818-6334.
All right. As always, you can listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK, or on the Odyssey app, but you can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio live stream. Ben, along with Sean and me, your Pratt Pack, back with more of the Inside Connection, MediConnect, in just a couple of moments on KDKA. Good morning. You know, we're all big believers in healthcare for a number of reasons. Now, Ben and I are connected. We're kindred spirits because I had 20 years ago what he just had. I, of course, through the Orthopedics Institute, under the direction of my good friend, Dr. Pat DeMeo. And he, of course, heads up some great physicians who happen to operate on Ben. And now he, like me, has an ankle fusion. And let me tell you something. It changed my life forever. And I am a poster child for it. 20 years later, I've never felt better. And believe me, it's a little, that transition after surgery for a couple of weeks. But within a couple of months, you're going to feel like a whole new person. And the pain that you were suffering from to get to that point is going to be gone forever.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Rob. It's always great to have a connection with people, for sure, even though it's through ankle surgery. You know, I had mine with Dr. Safera through the Allegheny Health Network, and he did a great job, really laid out the process and what things need to look like. So great to hear that things are looking up for the surgery and for the ankle and the reduction in pain.
You're going to love it. And believe me, isn't it amazing how you don't realize how one little ankle, if it's not working, it can really cause a lot of problems, huh?
That's it. You know it.
I didn't have one of them scooters like you have. They didn't exist then. Explain this scooter. I love this thing. And boy, this is really a way to maneuver around.
Yeah, this knee scooter is phenomenal. I'm sure most people have seen them online or people wheeling around with their knee kicked or their leg kicked back and putting the weight on their knee. But definitely makes it a lot more handy than the old crutches.
Well, and remember, those team physicians are also handling the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are off to a great start, and they're in Philly again today after getting a win yesterday. Okay, Sean, what's next?
Well, before we get to that, I will say, you know, we have a colleague in Office of MediConnect who their family is going through something with one of the new additions. And I will say that, you know, got to speak with this colleague of mine this week, and, you know, it's been an emotional roller coaster. But as I explained with this person, you know, we're blessed to live where we do.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have the pinnacle of healthcare right here surrounding our communities. I mean, I went through brain surgery not that long ago. Ben's on a recovery with his ankle. I mean, it impacts so many people, but we're really fortunate to have access to such great doctors right here and right in our neighborhood. So it's pretty awesome to talk about. But I know, Ben, you wanted to, bring to light, you know, some certain conditions where you're unfortunately having to get involved a little bit more, and one of which being something that impacts so many families, unfortunately, which is dementia. So talk a little bit about how you've been able to assist some of your clients lately who unfortunately are impacted by this.
Yeah, so dementia is obviously the broad term for memory impairment for issues, and we all have a basic understanding of it, but just recently was with a gal for her mom who's in the moderate stages of dementia, but we had a really great conversation around how the disease is working and how we need to interact with people with dementia so there's not that agitation and there's much more of a comfortability level with interacting with their loved one with dementia. So a lot of this stuff that we do, and as a certified dementia practitioner, we can provide that education with families so that things are a lot more clear in the approach that we take for that loved one with dementia. So it's not getting in those arguments. It's not saying those triggering words. It's being able to go to that person's reality, to where they're at, so that we can have a good conversation with them and there's not gets into a screaming match with people with dementia. So, because it's a frustrating disease, but it is very prevalent in our community. And we definitely are there for people with that dementia diagnosis and their families.
Give us another scenario where you've been able to impact a family in the most positive way that may make this a little bit more relatable to our listening audience. Because, again, we don't know what's in store until it's hitting us right in the face, right? Like,
yeah.
we're trying to remain independent as long as we possibly can. So what does that generally look like? How have you made an impact recently for some of your clients?
Yeah, so just this week was on tours with a family, a husband for the husband in the relationship, and then the wife and the daughter, and his health has deteriorated. He's upper 80s, lower 70s, and he just needed more help, and the family was thrust into it, mm-hmm. not having any idea what long-term care looks like and what the costs were, even where to go. So you know, we finished our tours yesterday, and you know, an hour later the families were thrilled. We selected a place, and we're making plans for that husband to move into the community next week. So really, when people get thrust into it and they're not prepared, they haven't had the discussions, they are just basically clueless when it comes to long-term care and how that affects their loved ones. That's where we really can come in and help those folks out. But again, having that conversation earlier, talking to myself, similar to you, we never charge, right? So having a conversation, we're not running the clock, we're not racking up build hours. So having those conversations and being educated and making sure you know what's out there, you know what the costs are, you know where these places are at, can really help alleviate that stress if and when the event ever happens.
And again, in order for interested parties who may want to have exploratory conversations, how can they reach Oasis and Ben Meyer?
Yeah, so we're at oasisseniorvisors.com/southwestpennsylvania. But yeah.
And then the phone number for them to contact?
Yeah, it would be 412-853-5877.
And Ben, it's, as always, an absolute pleasure to have you here. And thank you for the services you provide the community. Because again, you know, long-term care planning, you know, with insurance, for example, it is becoming a dinosaur, quite honestly, because the policies are so expensive. It's really hard to qualify for through your health. So many people don't do the proper planning at the right time, which is probably more like in your 40s and 50s. So we get the retirement. We haven't done the planning yet, which is totally understandable as to why you don't. But now that we're here and we're closer to needing it, when you don't have planning in place that way, now we really need to have conversations with people like Ben. So
yeah, and what you talked about before, we're all living our lives, you know, and I'm talking with families over the years here. Nobody really prepares you for what you're going to have to do to take care of your parents.
No.
So it's just all of a sudden, hey, my parents 85 years old and, you know, you're living your life and going through everything that you need to do to take care of your kids and now your grandkids as you're reaching retirement age and your parents are getting up in years and all of a sudden there's a fall and we're not prepared. So
yep.
Having those conversations in advance and knowing what's out there is extremely important.
So again, thank you for your time today. It's been awesome having you as always. And again, if you're somebody who is on Medicare, as we discussed in the boardroom segment of our conversation today, where, you know, again, if you're 70 years of age and older, you've been on the same plan for a number of years. Again, we understand once you're comfortable, it's harder to move. You know, you're the generation generally thinks that you get what you pay for. With Medicare coverage, that is no longer the case, my friends. So please, if you have elements of your health care that you're unhappy with, you think you might be paying too much, your prescription drugs aren't working like you want them to, there are many different ways that we can help you through this process and make it simple for you. There's never a fee to have a conversation with MediConnect. All of our benefits executives are fully salaried. There is no sale in our process. There's no pressure or anxiety surrounding our educational process that we engage you within. So there's no risk to having a conversation. So again, the live advisors are standing by through the noon hour, 888-818-6334. Happy to answer any healthcare related questions you may be incurring right now. So beyond that, also one more time, want to talk a little bit more about the seminars. We got Green Tree events coming up here in a not too distant future, April 16th and 18th, April 23rd and 25th. We're at the Hampton Inn in Butler. May 1st and 2nd, we're going to be at the Ross Community Center out in Ross Township. All of these events are 6 o'clock start times, free to attend. All you need to do is go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, register for the event, or once again, call 888-818-6334.
So, Mr. Hockey,
yes.
Do they beat Boston tonight?
It's going to be a very tough game. And I don't want to be disappointed.
They're but one point ahead of Washington, three games left.
I think they will. I think they will. Listen, I'm never going to bet. I told you leading up to the Super Bowl, I would never bet against Patrick Mahomes and what he does. When it's crunch time, I will never, ever bet against Sidney Crosby. He's just such a leader that somehow drags his colleagues across the finish line. So I think we're going to be good there. And before I do go, special shout out to my girls' dance team today. I'm on the way to see them perform in Keystone Oaks today. Team Exquisite, bring home the gold today. Very proud parents are going to be in the audience watching you go.
Yes, congratulations on the exceptional year and best of luck today as the curtain comes up.
Very much appreciated.
All right, again, tell them how they can register for these wonderful seminars, then we'll say goodbye.
Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. At the top of the page, you'll see seminars where you can click on that tab and you'll submit a website ticket where we will take your registration information. Or you can call 888-818-6334. Also, don't forget on our website, there is the 5 biggest Medicare mistakes you can make and how to avoid them ebook. Top of the page, there's a banner. You can click on that, download that, read the information you need in order to make sure you stay free of mistakes related to Medicare.
And Ben, next time I see you, you'll be sprinting across the parking
Absolutely,
lot.
Absolutely, man.
All right, good seeing you. Okay,
good to see you too.
Keep up the great work. Always a pleasure, Sean.
Same here, my friend.
All right, stay with us. True Value Home Improvement Show, minutes away after David checks the news at 10 on KDKA.